This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The recall effort against a state senator who recently switched parties will have to wait until next year. Senator Kevin Priola left the Republican Party this summer to become a Democrat. A recall effort was organized against him shortly thereafter, but now a judge has ruled it cannot go forward until the state's new redistricting map officially takes effect. That happens with the start of the next legislative session. This flu season could be more severe than in recent years, and state public health officials are urging Coloradans to get a flu shot. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Data from the Southern Hemisphere often foreshadows what happens in the U.S. and suggests an earlier flu season. Researchers found more laboratory-confirmed cases this season than in the past 5 years. However, they've had a low to moderate number of hospitalizations. The state health department urges everyone aged 6 months and older to get their annual flu vaccine, ideally before the end of the month. Last year, Colorado had more than 1,200 hospitalizations and one pediatric death from influenza. That's far lower than what the state recorded before the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is extending the run of a play due to popular demand. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The Chinese Lady is based on a true story about what is believed to be the first Chinese girl to set foot on mainland America as part of a traveling sideshow. The show explores racism, imperialism, and Western philosophy against the backdrop of an America struggling to define itself in the 1800s. 5 additional performances have been added through October 23rd at the DCPA's Singleton Theater. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
About 300 soldiers from the Colorado National Guard have returned home from the Middle East. The men and women of the 3rd Battalion, 157th Field Artillery Regiment have been stationed in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates. They've been providing support for the multinational coalition fighting against the Islamic insurgent group ISIS. This is CPR News.